asked her was if these ads are being truthful.
Well, it's not, and that's one of the biggest misperceptions about the repeal and replace efforts in 2017. You know, the GOP made a lot of efforts to try to include those protections for people with pre-existing conditions, namely the Affordable Care Act, made it impossible for insurance companies to deny coverage or charge higher premiums on the basis of pre-existing conditions. And a lot of those protections were going to remain in the law. So the GOP was actually being pretty soft in terms of their, you know, actual repeal of that portion. And if you look at the polling, 7 in 10 Americans think it's very important to keep those protections. So I think the political pressure is going to remain on the GOP to keep those protections in place. But I hope that the GOP will revisit the issue and really lead on it rather than simply, you know, embracing the framework that the ACA would leave in place. There are better ways to protect people with pre-existing conditions. The number of people with pre-existing conditions that actually face barriers to coverage was a lot smaller than, you know, what the Obama administration had been saying. So there's simply a better solution to this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And here we are. It's the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by Huizenga for Congress. We are just days away from what we've been waiting for quite a while now.
We're closing in.
Yeah, we're closing
in. We are closing in. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. So imagine this. We're doing show prep last night, and somehow Ludwig and I get in a friendly debate. So, Lud, are you ready to jump in the deep end on this topic?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me where Trump is wrong.
I think he's wrong in picking this fight today.
Well, you said he really stepped on it.
Yeah.
How? Why?
Because this isn't the fight you should be having a week out or days out from an election that's why? This important.
It's exactly why you should be having this debate right now. How can there be a debate, by the way? Let's just get down to brass tacks. Folks, we're talking about... Well, Ludwig, tell the folks what we're talking about.
Trump wants to use an executive order to eliminate birth citizenship.
Anchor babies. Why is that
a bad... He didn't say anchor babies. He said birth
citizenship. I'm saying anchor babies. Why is that a problem? Help me understand why that's too big of a topic in one of the most significant elections we've had, at least in our lifetime, and I hate to be shrill. I know it's said every election cycle. But, folks, we're deciding, do you want to go very far left or stay on the path our founders left us on? That's what we're deciding. And to me, that's a big deal. So tell me why it is he stepped on it. I'm confused with your point.
Well, we talk about the River Reeds being the ones who are going to decide the election.
Yep.
And I don't think this pushes them in the direction of what he's been so encompassed in, which is the economy being good. And this can push them the other way.
I don't think that's why he won. So in a minute, we'll deviate. We'll look over to our resident Trumpublican. But I don't think that he won over the economy.
No.
I think he won over the sovereignty of the United States.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what he's talking about right now. So you've got companies that bring folks in from all over the world, not just South America or Mexico. They bring them in from all over the world and set them up in a hotel, $80,000, $100,000. So families' entire life savings go to get a woman over here to give birth. That's the whole purpose of it.
Yeah.
Now, you got to help me understand why it's bad optics, bad politics, to say, you know what? No, that's not what our founders had in mind, and it surely isn't what common sense dictates.
It's the timing to me that I think is the problem.
The timing
doesn't
have
enough time.
The timing to do right is always right now. Miles, you're the resident Trump publican. What say you?
Yeah, I'd say Lude forgot how passionate his base was around build the wall.
That's exactly right.
It's nothing about the wall.
Do me a favor. I got to tell you, I've got an ally on this.
I'm sure you do.
I do. I got an ally. Brian Thomas, will you help play that little clip for me?
Certainly.
If making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough, how about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant? No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee a full access to all public and social services this society provides. And that's a lot of services. Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense at country county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers?
You know who that was?
Yeah.
That was Harry Reid.
Mm-hmm.
That was Dingy Harry.
Yeah.
So now we're having two questions. The first is how did the Democratic Party become so globalistic, unhinged, Marxist? There is no other word to define them. They've introduced cultural Marxism, not economic socialism.
Yep.
Cultural Marxism is what we're talking about in this election. I can find clips and cuts from Hillary Clinton, from even Corey Spartacus had a different view on this topic 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Every single Democratic leader that has been in the arena for more than 20 years has went through a metamorphosis since 2012. Folks, we have a problem. And if Donald Trump would say, you know, it's just not convenient right now to talk about doing what's morally appropriate and what defends our border. If he said that, I would be off the train.
Yeah, or he just not say anything.
No, do what's right.
But this,
do what's right.
Why is this and topic when, so important right now?
Because you got however many people are actually coming to the border, somewhere between which media source is telling the truth.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a strange one. Somewhere between 4,000 and 14,000. I guess they can't count either. Somewhere in that math, you got a blob of people that have been offered housing and jobs and education in other countries. And to say, we don't want that. That's not what we're doing.
Yep.
We've actually been paid to come bust your border.
Yeah.
So all of these topics have got to be on the table right now. And all of these liberals, and you're seeing them all across the United States get caught up in live mics and get caught up in interviews they didn't know they were interviewing in. Oh, no, we can't actually say that stuff, but that's how our candidate feels. Well, it's time for Donald Trump. It's time for the American people to say, you need to tell us where you're at on these defining issues. And giving away our money willy-nilly, our money that we work for, not our money, the federal government money, by the way, our money that the U.S. citizens is being extorted out of their pocket to gift to somebody that's setting up hotels with $80,000 bills just to get citizenship. We're paying for it.
Yeah.
What are we, morons?
The problem with the timing, though, is there's not enough time for him to get his message out. If he did this a week or earlier, that's okay.
You and I disagree on this.
The 14th Amendment's complex, and people will not understand it.
First off, I think it's good politics. That said, I don't care what the timing was. If this issue was raised up 3 seconds before the polls opened or 3 years ago, it was actually opened up by Dingy Harry in 93.
Yeah.
That's when the topic was opened up.
But there's
it was opened up on every single caravan that heads north.
It's not going to be told that way.
Miles, help me out. Am I wrong?
No, and the other thing to consider is that eventually the caravan is going to arrive. So if he's got to go through federal machinations to get whatever done, then he's got to start now.
That makes sense. Does that make sense to you? You don't like the policy, but listen, when I
No. Well, I like the policy.
But listen, when I read the 14th Amendment...
I like what he wants. I don't like what he said.
When I read the 14th Amendment, it says exactly what he's saying.
Yes.
So I listen to all these kooks and nuts on the Global News Network. Yep. He doesn't have the power to do that. He exactly has the power to point to the 14th Amendment.
Yes.
That's what it says, folks. Yeah. I know you only read half of it, but if you read the whole doggone thing... It is exactly what he articulated. And when did it become too late or not fashionable and or poor timing to read the Constitution of the United States?
Oh, always.
I'm just telling you, this is what's reinventing our country. This is what's caused Dingy Harry and his party to go from saying we need to defend the Constitution and working Americans to anything's free for all. Get the erasure out. We don't need no border. What do you mean you didn't give us all your money? You're not done giving yet. It'd be unpatriotic for you not to give us every penny you got.
We need more. I get it. I'm completely with him on the idea.
Listen, I got to tell you, I was getting a little lackluster in this because it just goes every single day. It's nonsense with Corey Spartacus et al., Elizabeth Warren putting $1.2 million into our own congressional district. From several states. I'm just tired of these kooks and nuts.
Yeah.
Finally, there he is standing there again going, no, let's talk about facts. What does the Constitution say? What have I got to do to make this thing function? And the answer is, I'm going to enforce the Constitution.
He's right. It's just I didn't agree with the timing.
I don't understand the timing. What's wrong with it?
I just think it can move River Reeds the wrong way at the wrong time because the messaging is not going to be appropriate.
If we lose because we did right... I'm okay with that.
Just saying it a week before
back,
isn't doing
we
right.
Come back, I'll read you a Barry Goldwater quote, and you can tell me how wrong I am. Folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908 713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by Heisinger for Congress. The gang is all here and gotta get it done.
We are getting it done, folks. If you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Now, Miles, tell me, if you were keeping score, who won the debate before the break, Ludwig or me? Who won that one, Miles Bauer?
I'm probably a little biased. I would say you did.
Right?
A little?
That's not bias.
It'd be like asking Obama who won in a debate, Warren or Trump.
That's terrible. So you'd be the Warren in this circumstance.
No, because Obama would not say that Trump.
All right, tell me about the Texas militia.
Yeah, so remember a few weeks ago I said we should have the militia go down.
Yep. And they were listening to you.
We have some listeners, Ludwig fans.
Ludwig fans, there's both of them. Who would have guessed they were from Texas?
They're assembling and going to the border at three different points to help the National Guard.
But that's what they do here, even in our state of Michigan.
Yeah.
We've had militia leadership on. It's been a number of years.
Yep.
But we've had militia leadership on, and it was a fascinating interview, by the way. But their indication then was that they took their direction from the governor, period.
Yeah.
Which is so different than how they've been portrayed, because all these folks were tied to two or three shenanigans over the last 30 years.
Yeah.
So you think it's a good idea that they go?
I think that's the purpose of the militia.
Okay. How do they work in conjunction with the couple thousand law enforcement personnel and the 5,200 regular U.S. armies? How does that all mesh together well?
Well, they're going, their purpose, they said, is to go down and to support the National Guard.
Okay.
And not be the front runners or rogue agents, but to help.
Okay.
And they should. The Second Amendment was put in place for us to have an armed militia.
Right.
To do things like this. We have an insurgency coming.
Are these folks armed?
Yes. They're going armed.
Okay.
They're getting supplies from around the country, apparently. And I believe they're doing the right thing.
Okay. If you were there, you'd go.
Yeah. This is the purpose. I mean, I believe that as a nation, if we're united, we should have protection at the borders. Because if Texas' border is not protected, neither is Michigan's.
What do you think, Miles Bauer?
Well, one, I don't think we were ever united as a country. If you think about the beginning of the country, majority of the folks opposed breaking away from the crown.
It was at the very best divided into three groups. You had those opposed, those that were not opposed, and those that really didn't care.
Yep.
And I would submit that we really haven't moved that
much. No, we're still the same.
We're still talking about the group of river reeds in the middle, and okay, either way. You guys tell me, hit on an issue that means something to me, maybe I'll think about it for a second. I don't know. Listen.
Where do you stand?
The problem that I've got with it, okay, it isn't a constitutional, which is what you're trying to turn the issue into.
Yeah.
I've said 1,000 times on this radio show, at the bottom of every problem I've ever encountered, be it business or politics, there's been a lack of communication. And so when I look at that big, gigantic blob of people we've got down there on a state level, on a National Guard state level, on a federal law enforcement level, then you've got the U.S. military in there. Now you've got these folks in there. That looks like a recipe for a problem, only because of my number one belief that at the bottom of every problem I've run into, I don't know how they're going to communicate and orchestrate well. I don't know how that's going to be choreographed. That's concerning to me. And by the way, I don't actually want to see anybody hurt.
No, I don't either.
I don't want to see the folks that are the foreign insurgency. I want to see them repelled.
Yes.
But I don't think that's going to happen. Listen, let's switch gears for a minute. Protests greet Trump this week when he was in Pittsburgh doing the Senate. And I read that for a minute. We talked about it briefly the other day on the show. But I've been stewing on it. When Air Force One landed to go pay respect and pay homage to the folks that lost their lives, U.S. citizens that were slain, Air Force One lands and nobody's there to greet them. And here's what it reminded me of. In fact, I went back and I looked it up to make sure that I was correct. Barack Obama, deliberately snubbed by Chinese and chaotic arrival at G20. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm not trying to be shrill. I'm being really flatly blunt. Communism is the same wherever you go. It is nasty. It's caustic. It's no different than you talking about encountering people at a recent political debate. They're on the opposing team. You're saying, hi, how you doing? And they're glaring back at you, shaking their head in disgust at you. Folks, come on now. I don't care if you like Trump or not, but when he is flying in and Air Force One is there, it ain't Donald Trump. It's the President of the United States.
We've forgotten that.
It's Air Force One. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And the local mayor said, well, we just didn't have the money to do it. We weren't interested. The state-level Democrats in that state said, you know, we ain't going. And I got to tell you, it wasn't any different. The view of it was no different to me than watching Obama, the President of the United States, who I didn't particularly care for, but I was offended on behalf of all Americans that you got the President of the United States exiting the back of Air Force One trying to find a red carpet. And I'm going, no, that's not how we ought to be treated. We talked about that on the show back then.
Yeah.
Now we've got our president, not Republican, when I say our, I'm talking about our U.S. president, on a domestic city mission to honor fallen U.S. citizens. And he's greeted with the same Marxist caustic nastiness that Obama did in China. Folks, what's going on in the Democratic Party? Who are you people? I don't recognize you anymore.
So Obama, it was disgusting. The thing I didn't like that, though, is he still got off the plane. He should have left. This time, the difference is Trump's going to get off that plane regardless because it's about the American citizens. And I'm not trying to say Obama was bad,
listen,
and Trump's right.
I agree
with what you're saying.
I got to defend Obama for a minute in this regard. I think when they're sitting there on that plane, they don't have a clue what to do. What's proper protocol to deal with freaking nasty, caustic communism?
Well, President Reagan put precedence in that.
God of us said goodbye.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yep.
I reckon. I'm just telling you that forget the Chinese and the communists for a minute. We're talking about American citizens here.
Yeah.
We're talking about a U.S. president. I don't give three hoots if you like him or not. That's not how citizens are supposed to treat each other. Miles, am I overstating this?
Well, I would say just because they protest a president is not necessarily anything that's anti-American, right? I mean, that's the whole point to the First Amendment is that I do get to disagree with the government that I have.
I agree with that.
So see it that way.
I agree with you on that.
I'm not stunned that the mayor didn't show up. He's a Democrat,
right?
Right. So, I mean, a lot of the dignitaries in that area are
most of state leadership are Democrats. But Miles, is this partisanship when U.S. citizens are slain when they're murdered? I got to tell you,
put aside here.
I think that we accidentally honor the murderer when we are in effect. And I'm not, folks, I'm not trying to overreach. I swear I'm not. But when we're acting in accordance with exactly what the villain in this sad story would have wanted, I think we're paying homage to the wrong group. And I'm all about protest, but I'm also about common decency. And to go to somebody's funeral is as bad as when those Baptist nuts were out doing that to U.S. soldiers coming home from the conflicts overseas.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm with you. And the First Amendment is about defending ugly politics. And they're welcome to be ugly. But I'm equally free to say you are ugly people when you do this. You are ugly people when you do this. You give credence to the murderer who deserves nothing when you do this. So they can enjoy their First Amendment, and I'll fight for their right to be as ugly as they are, but make no mistake, they are absolutely ugly.
We have lost the respect for the office, and I think that's a major
issue. I think we've lost respect for each other.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the problem.
I smiled at a guy wearing a Bill Heisinger shirt. He gave me the nastiest look. I could tell he wanted to fight.
That's your congressman.
That's our congressman.
Your congressman.
Mine.
And my congressman.
Yeah.
And everyone in
and his,
district.
Too.
And his, too. That was the point.
And you could tell he wanted to physically get an altercation over it. And I smiled.
Yeah, listen, on that note, folks, we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. Plus, as an added bonus, our retirement income kit, packed full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
USA Radio News.
Democratic and Republican candidates nationwide will continue to make their final pitches to voters before Tuesday's midterm elections. President Trump is scheduled to attend a series of rallies later today to give a final boost to GOP Senate and gubernatorial candidates. The president was also on the road over the weekend.
There is an electricity in the air, the likes of which I and you have not seen since the 16th election.
U.S. sanctions on Iran were reimposed on Monday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a message for anyone who decides they're going to go against the sanctions and do business with Iran.
I promise you that doing business with Iran in defiance of our sanctions will ultimately be a much more painful business decision than pulling out of Iran and it being connected to Iran entirely.
The reimposed sanctions will hit Iran's energy, shipping, and financial sectors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by Heisinger for Congress. And while you're navigating on your computer, you ought to take a look at RenegadeRiver.com.
He's exactly right, folks. Listen, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Listen, everybody, I understand that the media has been talking about this quite a bit for the last few days, but I'm trying to get my head around the idea that Hillary Clinton made the obnoxious racist joke, and that's really not been a mainstream topic. I know the folks that are news hounds like us have seen it and we're kind of get to a yawn point, but it fits in with all of the various candidates across the nation that are getting themselves caught on live mics or getting caught, I mentioned this early on today, finding themselves caught up in investigative interviews they didn't realize that they were in. Of course, they're crying foul, which I just love. But this lady, Hillary, she knows that she's in an interview. The cameras are rolling, the folks are there, the lights are bright, there's an audience. The audience applauded. I'm aghast by it. I'm repulsed by it. And I don't want to do the shallow third grade thing where what if Trump, I said that during the break, you know, what if Trump would have said that, imagine what the, but forget that stuff. It's just a question of who are we really dealing with? Forget ideology for a minute. Forget Democrat and Republican and straight ticket or not straight ticket. Forget all the normal arguments. Just ask the obvious. Who are these people? They won't talk about assault gun, whatever the heck that is. They won't talk about the assault gun ban right, not just yet, because there's some conservatives within the Democratic movement that wouldn't vote for them. So we can't bring that up. We've got in our own congressional district a doctor that cannot take a position to save his life on pro-life. No. This guy's raised $1.2 million. He's got his own family income of over $1 million. Lives in a beautiful shack out on the water. He's here for the poor folks. And I'm going, I'm sorry, but I don't buy it. Elizabeth Warren pumping money into West Michigan? Come on, who are these people really? What do they really want? And I'm not trying to be surreal. I'm just asking, who are they really? We listened to Dirty Harry, Dingy Harry, early in the show, talk about he sounded Trumpublican.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what I just said. Harry Reid on the floor of the Senate saying exactly what Donald Trump is saying. Think about that. Get your head around that for a minute. And they changed. And it causes me to pause. Hillary's telling racist jokes. Her crowd is applauding while they call other folks racists. You can't talk about this because the folks won't vote for us if we talk about that. Well, who are you? Who are they? Miles, speculate. Who are these people? Who have they become?
Well, so they'll do anything in order to take power. They will say or do anything.
So the local candidate in our area doesn't believe in states whatsoever. He believes in central government, period.
America, that's it.
Is America. By the way, I'm just wanting to point out the obvious here. That makes him, by definition, a nationalist.
Yeah.
And every time we brought up of this dialogue about Trump being nationalist versus a globalist, everyone's got different perceptions on this because the liberals like Hillary that makes racist jokes wants to say that's white nationalism. But this guy, hard left, not like modest, hard left, talking about nationalistic politics, advocating for it. There are no states. This is all central government. First, I wanted to yell Sieg Heil. Just saying, because that's what it is. That's what they're advocating for. And I'm going, wait, that's not what Bill Clinton, when he wasn't chasing around women, that's not what he was advocating for. That's not even what Obama started out advocating for. In fact, Obama has taken Trumpublican positions on immigration within the last decade.
Yeah.
While he was in office, by the way. Who are these people? How do you reinvent yourself? What's caused them to do it?
Well, you know it's about power when a guy who is running for office to be a representative of a small district in this big thing called America.
They're all the same size, just saying.
No, I'm just saying, but small district compared to America, right?
Yep.
And says, I'm going to go to D.C. to be for America, not Michigan in the second district.
Right.
You're applying for the wrong job.
Right.
You shouldn't even be in this race.
Right.
The only position you should ever apply for then is the president.
He should be applying for Galactic Overlord.
Yes. Is this you want to do and what your words say do not correlate with the job you're applying for.
Right.
So get out of the race.
But here,
you're wrong.
But here's the problem. Forget him for a minute. I don't even care about
people
him.
Clapping to the problem.
I can't tell the difference. We've been opining about this for the last year and a half. I used to say, and I'm thinking I was wrong, folks, so we'll just call him a mea culpa. I used to think that the elected had to act like they were moronic because of the Democratic base. Mm-hmm. I did. I thought, okay, now, am I right? Or is it people like him? I can't even remember his name. Is it people like that guy that's steering the folks? Because the folks on that side of the aisle clapped like penguins when Harry Reid was talking about Trumpublican politics as it relates to immigration in less than a generation ago. The same people thought that was wonderful when he said it. And then they clap like penguins when this guy says the contrary. The same people.
Yeah.
Miles, what do you think? How does that make sense to you?
Well, so let's keep in mind, though, some of the things that the never-Trumpers always bring up about Trump, that why was Trump contributing to the Democrats back in the day? And so, I mean, you know, the never-Trumpers will be lining up to say, hey, couldn't you say the same thing about Trump?
And I'd say no.
No.
Because I've sat and watched YouTubes endlessly back during the primary in 2016, trying to ask myself, exactly on your point, by the way, I give you that, me asking myself, who is this guy? What is his real politics? And I can find him, yet with some modest changes, but by far in lion's share, advocating the same policies in 1988 that he's advocating now.
Yep.
This guy didn't, and by the way, I'm okay with folks going through a learning curve and you get to a different point in life and you can change your mind on this or that. But the complete reinvention of yourselves is what we're watching inside the last 15 years. I think you can draw a line hard in 2012. There was a marked difference there, but that wasn't the beginning of a change. It's been a significant change over the last 15 to 20 years,
mm-hmm.
where you can find every single leading Democrat that's been in office or been involved directly for any period of time at all. And it doesn't matter to me, by the way, if you're talking about guns, abortion, all of the leading issues of our time, you can find them in exactly the opposite position somewhere from 1990 forward versus now. They've reinvented themselves.
Hillary reinvented herself within a week. She was a moderate at one debate or town hall. Then the next town hall she did for supporters, she was a progressive. And then the next one, she was a liberal. And then at the next one, it was, well, what are you? Well, I'm a moderate. Well, that was within a week. This doesn't even take decades with these people.
But that's part of identity politics, because we've said that all along.
I really wondered, do they think believe this?
They can segregate folks into little dinky groups, tell these folks what they need to hear, tell those folks what they need to hear. And once in a while, the winds of storms come together where all of the words get flopped out on the table at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know, but for the folks paying attention, that's a problem.
Do they believe it? I ask that question a lot. Do you think these politicians really believe when in their spouse?
But listen, here's the problem is the voters.
Yeah.
When you were at that debate and you looked at the folks in the audience, the question isn't what the leadership believes. The question is do the voters believe it?
That's what I mean. Are they just saying what they think the people want to hear?
Yeah.
Because I think that's exactly
what that's what they're doing.
They go home and laugh and go, I can't believe they bought that.
Yeah, they got to be doing that. And I go, oh, wow. you're the learned, elitist, academia types in the room. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by Heisinger for Congress. And it is back, whether you're ready or not, but most of us in the studio are ready for the Enigma Report.
Folks, I'm telling you, this is probably my favorite part of the show, and you know Fridays are my favorite when we do Enigma Friday. But listen, here's what it's about. I'm reading the story from thesmokinggun.com. Indiana man contacts police with complaint about his crack dealer. And I asked, do you think he's an advocate of straight ticket voting?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just sorry.
Hey, my crack dealer stole my money and didn't give me my crack.
Can you imagine the thinking that goes into that or lack thereof?
No.
You think he votes?
Yes.
You think he votes?
Oh, yeah.
Straight party. Show me the D.
Yep.
Give me the D. What do you think, Miles Bauer?
I don't think he votes.
I don't think he votes either. But he'll probably end up in prison, and the far left will be advocating for his right to vote as a felon.
He votes. He may not know he votes.
Well, he may vote often. He vote early, vote often?
Yeah.
I when you read that, you go, holy moly. Listen, part of my enigma also, let me just flop around from different topics, and Miles is probably asking, why is this even on the list? Yellowstone supervolcano threat set to high. I said, meanwhile, we're all bashing each other over the head. Is that a big deal or am I just reaching?
No, I read that article because it piqued my interest high. Okay, what's going on? Because if that volcano blows,
yeah,
they say it could end humanity and life.
Right.
So it is a concern.
What's caused the change? You read the article. Why? I don't know. Is this like G.W. Bush's?
Yeah.
So we're just talking about nonsense.
Yeah, because there's other ones that are highly likely.
Yeah.
And those, like the one in Hawaii that's actively erupting right now and some others.
Well, that's pretty likely when it's actually happening.
Yeah. And there's some others like that there's some rumblings.
Miles, what was your take on it?
I just thought they were – I couldn't understand why they brought that to light.
But there was an elevation in how they're measuring its risk. And I don't know what precipitated the raised elevation of – I don't know. It's just – I love sciences. So whenever I stumble on these articles and something's happened, you're going, okay, well, tell me why. Tell me how. And usually they're so superficial that when you get done reading them – That's another.
I thought it was kind of ironic because, like in a movie, you'll see people fighting, and then all of a sudden, you know, some kind of natural disaster happens, and they unite and try to survive it. And
Fox News.
I don't know.
Oh, go ahead, Miles.
I think everybody and their grandmother will climb on and say climate change caused it to blow.
My Jeep. It's my Jeep's fault.
It's your Jeep's fault.
That doggone Jeep. It's causing climate change on all of the planets of our solar system. That is one powerful Jeep,
including Pluto. Pluto's a planet again, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know. That changes from decade to decade.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand.
Yes.
She's thinking about moving to Canada.
Again.
And the Canadians are going, oh, please don't do that.
When did she become relevant again? Because she's got a new album coming out.
Yeah.
Dedicated to Trump.
Is it?
Yes.
Very nice.
The songs are going to be anti-Trump.
The whole thing?
Most of them, from what I understand.
Who's going to buy it? The folks that you were talking about at the recent debate.
Oh, yeah. They'll be handing it out.
You think so?
Or they could do the U2 effect and just input it into our iTunes without our permission.
go ahead, Miles. Help me out. Save me from Ludwig.
No, I just figured that the Hair on Fire committee will be lined up to buy it.
Middle-aged white women, baby.
I don't understand why that's marketable.
Is she committed to the proceeds to go anywhere?
Her pocket.
Oh, I mean,
for her
like,
move to Canada.
I mean, like for some.
Remember, she's one of my favorite analogies. You know, along with the guy that we watched in the debate the other evening, these folks that are—they're all very, very. Did I say very yet? Very wealthy, and they're calling for wealth distribution. Everybody is wealth, but not theirs. That's different.
Yeah,
that's the asterisk underlined, italicized the difference clause. Leave my money alone. You selfish, rotten person that won't share yours.
Yeah.
You're going, what? It's patriotic to give everything, but I didn't mean my everything. I meant your everything.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand. She's right up there with the rest of them. Go ahead, Miles.
You know how ridiculous that article was? She said that Trump's making her fat because every time Trump does something, she has to go eat pancakes.
Wow.
IHOP must really love her.
If you ever want to find out, and this is not a partisan statement, so I'm going to get shot right out of the gate, I know it, but if you ever want to figure out what went wrong with our political class, and it's a nonpartisan thing, it's universal boot giving right now, but look up how Nancy Pelosi and her husband got to have the wealth that they do. If you can read it.
Is he a slumlord or something?
No, that's too cliche. She started out as a staffer, and she's worked from being a staffer to being, depending on which news report you see, somewhere between 16 and 26 million in values, but she's got 36 million in fixed assets. No, wait a minute. You started out as a staffer. You didn't inherit it. How'd you get the dough? When you start reading it, oh, my. Talk about a trip to paradise. Yeah, and I'm serious, folks. I get to use her as a lightning rod example, but she's come to represent, nonpartisan statement, she's come to represent all that's wrong with Washington, D.C., and specifically and exactly why you have Donald Trump as a president. If you haven't figured out yet why he won, look up how Nancy Pelosi became a multimillionaire. As soon as you finish that, your head-scratching days will be over. There will be angels singing and the horns will be honking. You will have figured it all out.
Is Barbara Streisand really going to move?
No, she's been threatening that for years.
Does it move, the needle like she thinks it does?
Canada doesn't want
This is the best time to go to Canada as we approach the winter season.
Yeah. Well, you know, moving to Canada isn't exactly easy. It's actually harder than ever coming to the United States.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Oh, yeah. Man, the immigration into Canada is not.
Have you ever been to Toronto?
Once.
Okay, listen.
It's enough for me.
When I used to go as a child, Toronto was a really nice place. Now when you go to Toronto, it's a very, very, I got to do a whole bunch of varies. It ain't the same place.
No. I have a lot of friends from Canada who said Toronto is not.
It's a dangerous city.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous city.
They'd rather not go there.
And it's scary because they don't have no guns. You're going, well, where'd all the guns come from then? They don't have no guns. Where'd all these guns come from? It's so confusing.
Imagine that.
I don't know.
Do you find it weird, I guess real quick, is that enigma to me, is we haven't heard about gun control.
You asking Miles?
Either one of you. We haven't heard about gun control since the shooting at the synagogue. I thought that'd be a hot
Because they don't want to talk about it at midterms.
Isn't that an enigma?
Just like the campaign manager got caught saying on the interview that she didn't know she was involved in. No, our candidate can't talk about that, but she's very progressive. You can feel safe. But it's off the table because they don't want to lose gun votes.
So they're not saying the right thing at the right time. Yeah.
They're not telling you how they really feel because if they did, they wouldn't win.
It's all about saying and doing what's going to give them most votes. It's not about where they really
The old lick your finger, put it in the air.
Which causes me to look at the voters again and say, how come you can't see that this is not what they said 10 years ago? I found it in like 32 seconds and you can't figure it out. You're going to go vote anyhow. Clap like penguins for both of the two contrary statements. I don't know. Miles, what do you think about the whole doggone thing?
Well, I mean, you know, keep in mind, some of them may be voting for a screwball just because they're voting against the other person.
Okay, there's a lot of folks that voted for Trump that have said, in fact, I've been told that this week. I voted not for Trump, I voted against Hillary.
Yeah.
So is that kind of what you're saying?
Right. In other words, there's going to be that section of folks out there that will vote for a screwball, not because they're enamored with the screwball. They just don't like the other person.
And plus, a lot of, from being in the schools, these students are voting socially, and the messaging from the conservative side, the Republicans, is not good on what the social issues we really stand
on. So we should say anything goes. Anything goes. Throw your Bible out in the street and run it over with your car and flip people off and be rude to them at the supermarket. Smoke dope all the time and act like an absolute barbaric moron.
That's not good messaging.
Because we want your vote. No, folks, stop it. We've got to have some principle or we're just like who we're saying we're opposing.
Yeah, but we also bring everybody to the party.
How about family education?
Yes.
Forget academic education. How about parents educating?
Yes.
So that's where it starts.
That's where your moral compass should be.
That's where your problem is, what you're seeing in higher education right now.
Yes.
That's exactly where it's coming from. I don't know. Listen, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorfski.
Unforgettable.
Oh, my goodness. Brian, everybody, thank you very, very much. Please have a great day, and we'll see you as soon as we possibly can.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness.
We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
USA Radio News.
We have the toughest sanctions ever imposed, but on oil, we want to go a little bit slower because I don't want to drive the oil prices in the world. This has nothing to do with Iran. I don't want to drive the oil prices in the world up. So I'm not looking to be a great hero and bring it down to zero immediately. I could get the Iran oil down to zero immediately, but it would cause a shock to the market. I don't want to lift oil prices. And if you notice, oil prices are going down very substantially.
President Trump discussing oil and the Iran sanctions that were reimposed on Monday. The president is heading to rallies to give GOP candidates and gubernatorial candidates a boost before tomorrow's midterm elections. Amazon announced on Monday they were dropping their $25 minimum for free shipping through the holiday season. They also announced new perks for Prime members. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The president will have a pair of well-known co-hosts at an Election Day Eve rally this evening. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Fox News host Sean Hannity and radio talk host Rush Limbaugh will be joining President Trump tonight at a rally for Republican Senate candidate Josh Hawley in Missouri. The campaign says in a statement Hannity and Limbaugh are, quote, longtime friends of President Trump, as well as strong advocates for the president's America First agenda. Limbaugh is a native of the Missouri community. Hannity's been an informal advisor to President Trump, and Bill Shine is the White House deputy chief of communications and a longtime former Fox News executive who worked closely with Hannity. In that state, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is currently tied with Hawley, Missouri's attorney general, in several of the latest polls. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
On the eve of the midterm elections, a panel of war heroes sat down with Fox News and all agreed on one thing, that politicians need to come together to prioritize the country before their party line. Retired Army Ranger Sean Parnell also said,
veterans that raise their right hand to volunteer to serve this country and they go overseas and they get broke and they come back, they fight and bleed for their benefits on the battlefield. They shouldn't have to fight and bleed for their VA benefits here at home. And I want to make sure that everybody in this country is galvanized behind helping our veterans when they get back and making sure that they have access to the health care that they need.
Medal of Honor recipient Dakota Meyer added,
the benefits that veterans are, you know, that they're, I mean, I'm going to say that they fought for, right? You know, that they should be getting. People are going to stand up for it, but even more importantly, like, I want people, somebody who's going to unite us, right? Somebody who's going to come in and they're going to vote for what's right, not necessarily, you know, just I'm going to vote this way just so I can stay in and get reelected, right? I want somebody who's going to come in, they're going to stand, they're going to make a difference.
More than 50,000 participants ran in the New York City Marathon, and it was a close finish. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Lalisa DeCisa,
TCS New York City Marathon champion for 2018.
That call on ABC. It was DeCesa's first victory in five tries. He won with a powerful surge at the end. Mary Catani won the women's crown at the New York City Marathon for the fourth time in the past 5 years. She ran that race in 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 48 seconds, which is the second fastest time in history.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical. And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the